You're now listening to Convos with Marilyn.
Welcome back to Convos with Marilyn, and today I'm your special guest and your host, Jermaine.
Okay.
I'm done with my introduction.
Hi guys, welcome back to Convos with Marilyn, and Jermaine is your special guest for this episode.
Why are you telling them what I just said?
Because I was still introduced.
So today's episode is going to be about relationships, toxic relationships, so on. So
from your point of view.
From my point of view. My point of view is the true view.
Whatever you say.
The one and only view that matters, my opinion. Exactly. So Mary, how was your last relationship?
It was here and there.
Here and there. What could have made it better?
If I didn't meet him.
Damn. So my ex used to talk about me like this too.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean by she didn't meet him?
He wasn't ready. Like, I feel like in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Two people, like you said yesterday, two people have needs, and there's always like an agenda when you're going into something, correct? So we just didn't have the same like wants and needs. Like, they did not.
So you guys weren't compatible.
We weren't.
But you liked him.
Yeah.
What did you like about him?
I liked the fact that
You had a small little group of things you liked about him, but the negative outshined the good.
Positive.
The positive outshined.
No. Like, I'm saying positive as far affirmative.
Okay. Yeah. Correct. I'm always right. I can read you like a book.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. My relationships. Let's not talk about that. At all. Why do you think relationships fail so much in this day and age?
Why they fail? Because I feel like there's way too much that's taken for granted because everything is so easy.
What do you mean everything is so easy?
It's overexposure.
I don't get it.
Let me explain to you. I was talking to somebody one time, my good friend Jade, and she said the reason why, you know, so many things go bad is because people take things for granted. For instance, let's say back when social media wasn't as, you know, like as popularized as big, it was like, okay, you can see, you're walking and you see one beautiful girl and you're like, oh my gosh. But when you're on TikTok, you scroll, you see one beautiful girl, you scroll. So it's like beauty is not as valued as it would be if you weren't as exposed to it. Do you get? So I feel like it's overstimulation. There's too much of a good thing, and so it's turned sour.
But those are only the physical aspects.
Yeah. I mean, relationships can fail because most of the time, people want instant gratification. People run into things that they don't have a plan for.
99% of people.
Yeah. And that's why it fails.
I don't think that's why it fails.
So what do you think?
I think because most men are trash. Most women ain't shit.
I mean, so if everybody is trash and not shit, then shouldn't we be compatible?
Nah, that's not how it works.
How does it work?
That's not how it works. Having an open cut on your arm and putting salt in it doesn't heal the wound. Adding fuel to a fire doesn't make the fire less. Bitches ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, nobody's worth shit. Most relationships fail because, first thing, society sets women up to express their emotions in a very negative masculine way. Expressing your emotion shouldn't result to a fight happening between your partner. It's just an emotional expression. And most men these days are so full of shit. They're all pussies. Honestly speaking, they're so full of shit. They don't know how to manage a woman's emotions and cater to her. That's genuinely just it. Most guys ain't shit. Most men are not man enough to lead a woman in the right direction for their relationship. Romance-wise, love-wise, friendship-wise. Most guys are just using their time to do crap. Most women don't know anything outside of TikTok, Instagram, Reels. Getting their ass fat.
Yeah.
Getting their ass fat, Most girls don't know what it means to read a book for more than 10 minutes. So why won't your relationship fail when everything you focus on is outside of your relationship? A relationship between two people is meant to be between two people. No one can understand you more than your partner.
Yeah. So you feel like, is it factors that led into the relationship that spoils the
exactly.
relationship?
I don't think if you're trying to build a great relationship with someone, I don't believe you should even be spending any time on social media. Social media will put so much trash. Social media will put so much crap. Put so much shit in your head. You know. Instead of solving the problem you have with your partner, you open up Twitter to make yourself feel better, or open up Instagram, or talk to one of your guys who tell you a bitch ain't shit. That's usually what happens, you know.
Yeah.
People have different coping mechanisms to suit their pain, and that's the problem. They're not ready to revel in the pain and, you know, be like, oh shit, I actually fucked up.
Yeah.
That's an issue. You know, you're not going to learn about a relationship from a book. You can only learn about your relationship from your partner.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes the reason why, and I think that this is where I, like, one mistake that I've made, like, time and time again is I'm just like, I don't really want to tell him what's going on because I'm afraid that, you know, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. So you end up telling somebody else, and so that person can feed you things because they supposedly know what to do.
Why are you in a relationship with a man that you don't want to lead?
Lead?
If you can't tell your partner, especially you as a woman, you can't go to your boyfriend or husband for advice. That's not someone you should be with. Women date upwards, so you should date a man who is more wise than you, smarter than you, who could lead you in the right direction. So why are you with that type of man? That's the first question you should ask yourself. Some women are with very smart men, but your ego comes into serious play in these type of situations. People would rather prioritize their ego and what makes them feel better than actually becoming better. Relationships are always best when you give your man the opportunity to lead and direct you. So why are you with a man that you can't open your mouth and tell him what's wrong? If my woman tells me there's something wrong, the first thing I want to do is find a solution for it. So you should be able to open up to your partner. Telling someone other than your partner is not gonna go in the right direction, because it's not their relationship. They will never understand what's happening between you two. They will never understand the bond.
Yeah.
They'll never understand the depth. They'll never understand the connection.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it. So yeah.
Yeah, you can continue.
So relationships.
I think that they vary. I think that no relationship is like another, because no person is like another one.
We're in a generation where people believe that everyone is very replaceable.
Yeah.
Go on.
Indispensable.
Yeah. You open your phone. Someone will irritate you. Next thing you know, I'm going to block you. I'm going to cut you off. Like, are you a pussy? Like, that's pussy behavior. If no one can correct you, like, people do so much cutthroat things out of the slight feeling of negativity. Not all negativity in your life is meant to bring you down. Me correcting you could seem as a form of negativity. But the whole point of the correction is that you get the point and you move forward in life and you evolve. So a lot of people see correction as negativity and they get rid of it. And life will humble you like that. If your friends, family and your partner cannot humble you, life is going to humble you. Especially women. Life humbles women so much. You see them 30, 35, 40 years old. And they're all struggling to get into relationships. They're all struggling to have fulfilling marriages because you don't let the person who's closest to you humble you. When life humbles you, life puts you in the worst possible situations.
Yeah.
That's why it's very good to be self-aware. A relationship is not just you and yourself. A relationship is you and your partner, meaning everything you do, with yourself is a reflection of your partner. So as a man, you have to carry yourself appropriately and protect the image of your woman. As a woman, you have to do the same things. Likewise, you're not just yourself anymore. So, the truth of it is, most men are too weak. Most men cannot appeal to the emotions. Most men are too emotional to lead their women today. You know, that's that. A lot of women have big egos because, you know, a bunch of simps validate them here and there. This guy sends her money for being fine. This guy sends her money for being cute. Or she has a nice bum, big breasts. So, of course, she's going to feel like hot shit. So when you demand anything better than that from a woman, it's going to be seen as, what is this guy talking about? People are so used to lackluster situations. They're so used to the barest minimum that when you demand when you demand something better than the barest minimum, it's like asking them for a heart and a leg.
That's the truth.
So we all have to be wise who we get into relationships with. Make sure to provide actual value to your partner. You know, value to your partner doesn't really mean, like, I see a lot of men ask a woman, okay, besides sex, what do you bring to the table? That's a very, it's a very valid question, but it's also a very fucked up question.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, most of you are with your women because of sex. That's one of the most important aspects. If not, you can go and be gay. That, let's be real, like, go and fuck a guy, like, if you guys want to drive sports cars together, you and your guy, yeah, fine. But what we mean, what most people mean by what do you bring to a relationship is, people want to feel wanted. They want to feel cared for. You know, they want their minds engaged. They want to feel depth, connection. So when someone asks, oh, what value do you bring to your relationship? That's what they want. They mean they want comfort. They want affection. They want to feel fun. They want vibrance. They want great energy. They want positivity around them. Those are things money cannot buy. So, okay, what do you bring to your relationship? Those should be the things you bring to your relationship. That's why you may look at some woman who is with some guy that you'd be like, ew, but why is she with that guy? Maybe that's what he brings to her life. You may see some guy who's with some woman who's not the prettiest. You see a lot of billionaires that are with women who'd be like, oh, but she's not even that hot, but that's probably what she brings to his life. You know, looking good and having actual beauty is not the same thing. Your aura is very important.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling? Your aura is very important. You know, no matter how beautiful you are as a woman, if your character is crap, bro, fuck that shit. You know, your looks open doors for you. Come on. Your looks open doors for you, but your looks may not be able to keep those doors for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, the same thing as a man, you need to provide real value.
How do you think you should provide? Like, I mean, you can provide value in different ways, but like, what's a major aspect? You said the three P's that a man should do.
Please provide, protect. Yeah. You need to please your woman, you need to provide for her, you need to protect for her, but some women will use those three P's as a means to feel like it's something that every man is meant to do for them.
Is it not?
Some women would use that as an excuse to build their ego up. Oh, this is what I deserve. This is what I deserve. This is what every man is meant. That's not what every man. You don't use something someone does from the heart as a means to... No one deserves anything from the heart. When someone does something for you like that, gives you love and affection, that's a very serious thing. You're not supposed to use that to make yourself feel better or make yourself look superior. You're never supposed to do that. People do those things for you out of a place of love and affection and care. Well, as a man, you should please provide and protect your woman, but make sure the same thing is reciprocated. So you need to make sure you're respected. You need to make sure she's able to nurture. You need to make sure she's able to care. That's very, very important. Men are hunters, women are gatherers. So yeah, you know the saying goes, hard times create strong men, strong men create good times. good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. That's how it goes. Like, look at the divorce rate today. Why do you think so many people are getting divorced?
I think that so many people are getting divorced because, you know, people are like, you know what, I feel like people are looking into other people's relationships way too much these days. I feel it's like, that person is happy, that means if I go out, then I'll definitely be happy as well. Like, if I can definitely find somebody who treats me the way I want, blah, blah, blah. And then most of the time, people don't value the art of communication anymore. People don't feel like if you sit down and tell this person this is that, you guys can come to a compromise. There was a time when, like, divorce was almost, like, you know, uncouth. Do you get, like, it was not something heard of, spoken of.
Because men were marrying women that were virgins. I mean, it sounds fucked up, but the higher your body count is, the more likely you are going to get divorced. It has to do with pair bonding. The higher the body count of a woman you're sleeping with, spending time with, or in a relationship with, the more easier it is going to be for her to just be like, ah, fuck you. The more people you sleep with, man or woman, it makes it very difficult for you to bond with people. You end up getting into very lackluster situations, relationships with people. You become numb. Because when you treat sex like it's something, when you treat sex like a handshake, that's what it becomes to you. Sex is a very intimate experience. That's how you connect with your partner.
100%.
So why are you giving your body to just anybody? What do you mean you slept with 40 different people? That's disgusting. Like, are you a dog? Oh yeah, okay, I fucked 5 different girls this week. Nothing to what's so. Oh, you think you're alpha because you slept with 5 different women this week? A king doesn't please himself with a pawn. Really? You're sleeping with, oh guy, my body count is 30. Guy, I used to knock babes. What is there to be proud of? Like, there's nothing to be proud of as a man, and you're sleeping with a bunch of different women. Like, oh, but she's fine, but she's a hoe. What's there to be proud of? Most people are using sex to cope with depression.
There are some voids that can be filled with sex.
Can?
Can't.
Of course, sex can't fill any void.
Wow.
Sex can't fill any void for anyone.
It can fill voids for a specific period of time, but then it just widens it.
It doesn't fill any void because it ruins your life.
I don't mean sex with just anyone.
Sex with someone you love, sex with someone you care about. But people need to understand that the more sexual partners you have, the more difficult it is to build a deep connection and deep bond with someone. You may look at it, if you notice a lot of women with very high body counts, you always notice something. You're always bipolar and mentally ill, or so there's always something with them. There's always something going on in their life. That's what happens when you're sleeping with a lot of people. Imagine all that sexual energy inside of you pulling at you. Each person you sleep with, you take up character. You take up their traits. Every man you sleep with, you take up some toxic or negative, negative trait.
So every
single person you sleep with,
You take a trait.
That's why you may see some women behaving in some certain ways or some certain patterns, and I'm like, guys, not even you, it's the last guy you fucked.
So does that apply for men as well?
Bro, as a man, you can fuck some women and you're going to bring misfortune into your life. Misfortunate pussy is very real. Like, guy, bro, you lash some babes and bad things will just start happening to you. Stop making less money, you get into car accident. This one, you'll be fighting your... Bro, I'm not even joking. Like, imagine someone who's not doing the... Bro, you think everybody you're sleeping with is a good person because they look like it and they talk to you nice? Like, spiritual problems are very fucking real. Like, sexually transmitted diseases are very real. You have STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, and spiritually transmitted diseases. It's very real. Bro, the easiest way for someone to gain access to your soul is through sex.
Yeah.
That's the number one way. You think sleeping with a prostitute is going to do anything good for you? you think selling your body to a man is going to do anything good for you. Any man who's willing to put a price tag on your body is not someone you should be sleeping with
in the first place.
Like, sexual energy can literally ruin your life.
I saw this video about how sex is meant to feel like for the first time, which is why you shouldn't, like...
Sex is meant to what?
How sex is meant to feel like for the first time, which is why you shouldn't just have sex with a new random person. You, like, they described it, like, so...
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
So... my sister had a friend who's a hoe. You know, she wakes up, she's a guy, she's like, he's cute, I'm gonna fuck him today, yeah, she was doing all that. So one day they were in the club, and she saw this one guy, and she was like, yeah, I wanna sleep with him, I'm gonna take him back to my place, and she did. So this man slept with her, and he busted a nut all over her chest, and she was like, ah, cool, whatever. 2 days later, she got a reaction all over her chest that she's never seen before. So she went to her doctor. So her and her doctor are very close. She told him what happened and took a sample of her blood, took a sample of her skin and everything. I want to know what happened. He said, this is the sperm of someone who does two things. It's either he sleeps with dead bodies or sleeps with animals.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Bro.
You think everybody you sleep with is... Bro, people are fucking weird. People are fucking weird.
Damn. This podcast just...
yeah.
This podcast just got like...
People are fucking weird, bro. Imagine finding out you had sex with someone who probably fucked a dead body.
Or a dog. Like, or a fucking dog. Like...
think that dog one is too bad.
Please, can you, like, I'm German, please.
My dog can get it.
No, your dog cannot get it, please.
Yeah, I'm joking. So yeah, sex is very, it's very important. Sex can ruin your life, man or woman. You think billionaires are putting their dick in any woman that they come across? No, these guys know this shit. They know what I'm talking about. They're not just fucking any random girl. There's nothing good as a man to be sleeping with a bunch of random women. For what? Sex with a bunch of different people doesn't even fucking feel good. Sex with one person over a long period of time is the best type of sex you would ever have, man or woman. People only have sex with different people casually because they're depressed. I promise you, 99% of the time, it is because they're depressed. No other reason. Depression doesn't mean, coping with depression doesn't mean you're going to be laying in your bed all day eating food and watching anime or watching Netflix. Nah, bro. Baba, you go to Shayo, you go to 3, 4, 5, you follow woman, carry her, you knock her, you repeat that process 4 fucking times a week. These guys are depressed as fuck. If your life was so good, why don't you have any love in it?
Some of them say that they don't want it.
And it's a negative spiral. It's a serious negative spiral. Sexual energy is very contagious. It can either build or break you. Sex should be used to evolve you or your partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You shouldn't just be having sex with just anyone. Bro, you see some people that have sex with people and they go depressed that same week. Imagine the energy from that person you just fucked. You don't know what they're going through. All the trauma in their life. All the bad things. Some people are very negative human beings.
Sure. Yeah.
And you share that connection with them over time, maybe 3 months, 4 months.
7.
Exactly. Be careful who you fuck. That's why all these girls are bipolar. I keep telling you, that's actually why they're bipolar. Every hoe is bipolar. All the sexual energy, all the spirits of all the fucking nuts inside of them pulling on. That's actually what it is. I'm telling you, that's actually what it is. So you gotta be careful. Especially as a woman in this day and age, don't just be opening your legs to just any man. It ruin your life. Find one guy and take care of him. Make him food.
Make him food.
Good for you. Make him Indian meat.
No, we're not making him Indian meat.
You put chicken inside.
Let me not make it.
Chicken inside.
Make him proper food.
Indian meat is proper food.
Okay, it depends on how you make it.
Really, how you make it. You like Indian meat with your egg. Do you like egg with your Indian meat?
It depends on what type of egg.
What type of egg? What do you mean by that?
You can decide to crack the egg inside the indomie.
I ain't never done that in my life.
I've seen people who, hey! Some people boil it, then some people fry it. Some people can just like break the like raw egg on it, like when it's almost done. There are different types of ways you can.
So how do you like your egg?
Boiled.
That's disgusting. That's so fucking disgusting. That's so you like your egg dry like that.
No, I mean the boiled. Moisture from
yeah. Yeah,
I mean. But I also like my egg runny. Yeah, I like runny eggs.
You're weird. I think it's what's that thing you're gonna get? It's not semolina or something. What's it called?
Yeah.
You know, like your eggs runny. Well, I actually drink raw eggs, I don't even lie.
So you're going to get salmonella.
Is it salmonella?
No, I'm saying it the way you said it.
Fuck off. So life is like that. Moral of the story, don't be sleeping with just any chick, man. These bitches are evil, fam. You know? Gotta be careful. These dudes are weird.
Well.
I can't release. I don't need to have sex with people. What are you humming?
Oh, no. I was just like, I remember this song I was singing.
What song is that?
It's on. I will lift up your name.
Is that a church song?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to church?
Last week.
I haven't gone to church since like January.
Why?
I don't know. All that bad things they have for self.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go repent.
Exactly.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I think I actually want to have this sexual energy talk one time. Most people don't know as much as me, Shad, as their own.
I've always been fascinated by synergy.
Like, synergy, what do you mean?
Like, I just, like, when we're talking about energy, aura, and things like that.
Yeah.
I like that for so many reasons because people don't understand the gravity of, like, sharing souls. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your soul is an embodiment of your motives.
Your body is just a carrier of your spirit.
Of course. So the man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Yeah.
Facts.
So your soul is literally like the carry-on luggage for your spirit. So just imagine that being filled with someone else's baggage and someone else's trauma and someone else's, you know. So I just.
So now imagine 30 different people over the course of 1 year.
I was reading this book.
Have you heard of something called quantum entanglement?
Yeah. But I haven't, like, properly studied it.
Now, is there ever a time where, you know, you'd be thinking of someone and you check your phone and you see a message from them?
Yeah. I thought that was just the law of attraction.
It's quantum entanglement. You know, when two particles are not together but they're connected and they can feel each other. Do you ever feel like you can feel the emotions of someone you're very close to?
Yeah.
And like you speak to
but
them,
but that
and
only
you find
happens once in a while.
Once in a while, it happens to me a lot. Happens to you when you're having sex with someone. So imagine if you slept with 10 different people over the course of 1 month, and you can feel all their emotions. You will run mad.
That's what I wanted to say. The story.
You will run mad.
Because she was a prostitute, right? Mm-hmm. And she was just like a very, very successful one. So I mean, obviously, she slept with a number of people. So. And so many bad things were just happening in her life. Like, her child committed suicide. Then one of her child got, like, raped and then killed. And then so many things, right? So you can imagine how she, like... And she's also battling mental illness as well. And people...
Rape? She was raped?
No, she wasn't raped. Like, okay. Her child was raped.
Her child was raped?
Yes.
Rape is fucked up, man.
Yes.
I believe that if you rape a woman, you need to be sentenced to death. Do you agree with me? Me too, I agree. Great, rape is fucked up. Rape and child molestation.
Sexual abuse. And before, I never understood the gravity of it because I just thought, oh, you know.
Fuck up your whole trajectory of your life, guy. Seriously. Yeah. That's some serious negative energy that's going to live with you for a very long time.
I hope that God goes with everybody who's had that experience.
You know, the reason why a lot of children are preyed upon for sexual abuse is because a child's negative energy is the best negative energy for any entity or evil spirit or demon to feed off of. That's genuinely just
because
it's pure. The purer you are, the more, the better your negative energy is. That's why we notice people, all the bad things happen to people, always happen to them as a child. It's always childhood trauma made me this way. And it's so difficult for them to get over.
And that's a formative stage. So things that happen in your childhood stay with you for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So it's very simple for very negative energies to, negative entities to feed off of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes.
You can, I mean, when I was growing up, I used to think that my childhood was something else. Like, I used to think that I didn't, like, there was no means of enjoyment, really. Like, because I lived in Kaduna, and my parents were... my parents were always working, so I used to be left alone with multiple, like...
For example, I have a friend who, when he was, like, 7 years old... between the ages of 7 and 10 he used to watch porn with his house girl, and I think his house girl took his virginity. You know how fucked up that is?
Extremely.
You know how fucked up that is? Imagine someone putting that kind of, those kind of thoughts in your mind as a young man, 8 years old. So now you're gonna grow up with that.
And then those kind of, cause I have a friend that that happened to as well.
She ain't cool.
So just imagine now. And most of them, right, because that's what they grew up knowing, end up, like, having multiple sexual encounters because that's all that they've known. Mm-hmm. People would do better if they knew better.
Facts. Rules with them. Stays with them. Things of the spirit are not like the things of the mind. So, that was a nice conversation.
It was. Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening.
This is the first of the Jermaine series. So you guys should stay tuned for the outro. You just listened to Convos with Marilyn. Thank you so much for giving me your time and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it, please follow the show and give us your honest ratings. Stay tuned and definitely keep listening for more. Bye for now.